This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers can use grazing practices to help develop wildlife habitats. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Grazing management is an underutilized skill among cattle producers, but it's also a skill that can provide some great return on investment. Grazing has always been vital to the ecosystem of the Midwest, and with just a little extra management, farmers can reap the benefits of promoting wildlife habitats on their grazing acres. Greg Judy of Green Pastures Farm says it's more beneficial for farmers to work with nature instead of against it.
Yeah, we run a multi-generational farm here in Missouri where we focus on basically managing in sync with nature. So what we mean by that is trying to build diversity on our farm with, you know, wildlife. And what we have found is the more we work with that and work with nature instead of beating her up, it, at the end of the day, it's an economic, it makes good sense economically, financially, and environmentally. There's a lot of people now that are very concerned about the landscape, and, you know, we can produce food and still benefit wildlife. And, you know, I like wildlife. Our landowners, we lease all together. We have 19 farms. We own six of those now. And our landowners, they like seeing wildlife. And so with our grazing practices, I'm going to go into that, how we use our grazing practices to actually make wildlife better, draw it onto the farm, and have more quality wildlife as well.
Greg will be one of the many featured speakers at the Practical Farmers of Iowa Annual Conference, which will be held January 19th through the 20th. For more information, visit practicalfarmers.org. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.